and that's the same what love is about.
This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
Oh, so hold on, baby, cause we ain't got long, and the devil, he's been nipping at your heels.
I'm Steve Zwemke. This week's concert comes from the Sioux Falls-based songwriter and performer Thomas Henches. Stage name, Burlap Wolf King. A veteran of many bands and genres, including punk and metal in his younger days, Burlap Wolf King is very much at home performing songs that appeal to fans of folk, alt-country, and indie. Hench's past includes successful regional bands such as Nodes of Ranvier, Quaker City Nighthawks, and Pask. As Burlap Wolf King, he released his debut album, The Middle, in 2009. The next year, Burlap Wolf King was named one of the 50 best new bands in America by the Boston Phoenix. Henches calls his swerve from hardcore into what he's now doing a natural progression. Burlap Wolf King's most recent release, a 5-song EP, came out in January 2013 and received positive reviews, with many critics noting that his works are personal and give you a clear look into his life. Shortly after the release of that EP, Henches appeared on SDPB Radio's Dakota Midday with Carl Gerke and talked about his most recent music and performing as Burlap Wolf King.
I've just been busy doing other projects and being a writer and being the sole writer for those projects. It's kind of made it where I didn't have as much time to dedicate towards this project. But I've kind of really come to the realization that this is where my heart lies, is in this project, and I need to continue on with that and maybe eliminate some of the distractions on the side. I wanted to do something where I could entertain people more, and that was my mind state over the last few years, was I just want to entertain people without having to make them think. I just wanted Friday night to be fun, you know? And this, doing this is, though in the end, is where I find satisfaction. So this is what I'm going to continue to do.
Because you also play in other bands with Pask?
I played in Pask, and you know, again, it was a lot of fun. And it just felt like, too, though, in the environment that we were in, Pask was a great band to play at, you know, a jazz fest or something like that. But in the clubs over the week, you know, the winter months and stuff, it just didn't seem to pan out the way I hoped it would. And there's something satisfying about playing. Oftentimes I play by myself when I perform under this name. And I feel a lot more comfortable playing for 20 people in that, you know, just myself. That's a good thing. 20 people for a whole band is... that can take your soul away from you. So it's definitely something where I've decided I really wanted to stick with this project a little more.
Your songs are very personal. Your music is very personal. I'm wondering if performing and writing under the name Burlap Wolf King gives you a certain freedom in allowing you to maybe express things that you wouldn't as Thomas Henches.
I totally agreed. I mean, that's part of the reason why I would choose a name. One would be for, you know, obvious reasons of rotating musicians kind of playing with me. But yeah, definitely being so open throughout the songs, it makes me feel a little bit better having that as opposed to my name on it. I don't know certainly why, but it does make me feel a little bit better. Yeah.
Burlap Wolf King demonstrates his close relationship with his audience in tonight's concert, which was recorded October 25th, 2013 at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. Here's Burlap Wolf King on No Cover, No Minimum Radio.
Thank you, folks. Hey, thanks for spending the evening here at the Dahl. I'm really excited to be here, and it's been a long time coming, but finally get to play some music out in the hills, and I'm really thankful for the help from the people here at the Dahl, as well as Jamie and Dylan, for helping me out this weekend. So.
Take a look down deep inside. All grease and gears and turpentine, lungs of coal and eyes of wine, your feet in it, same old hypocrite. The time has now come for you to do all your dying.
chose that path that ain't often paid. Work long hours for a meager wage, but I spend most of my weekends up on a stage, singing about my dreams. Oh, still hollow it seems. The time has now come for you to do all your dying. I try to hide from all the advice I read and received nearly all of my life. They say some are born to win, they say some are born to lose. You take the best of me like some worst enemy. The time has now come for you to do all your dying. Hollow's the man that sees no more truth in death or in life or in 100 proof. He just wakes up each day to see how it ends. Your face shows your fear, and there goes another year. The time has now come for you to do all your dying.
Thanks. Thank y'all.
Thank you guys very much. That was a song called There Goes Another Year. It's kind of about the passage of time. I'm going to play another song that has a very similar feel to it lyrically. The song's called August Rain, and it's about acknowledging your past and kind of learning from it, taking your experiences and trying to dwell on how much time you should spend thinking about your past or the past in general, and how much time you should maybe concentrate on the future. I tend to think about the past a little more, and I should probably concentrate on the future. So, but yeah, this song and the last one are also songs that I did bring with me on CD. So, for all you kind people who are throwing in money up here too, that if you. Yeah, we're working on the honor system, so there's CDs on the back counter there, and I'd love for you to take some with you there. The kind of dark cover is the new one. Is it wrong to look on all the wasted days and take the time to learn from my mistakes along the way? I get older and my time gets shorter, and I is it wrong to look on all the wasted days? Try and shed the fat and to shed the weight like an August rain. I get older and my time gets shorter, and I is it wrong to look on all the wasted days and count each one by the lines across your face, now seem natural as your name? I get older and my time gets shorter, and I
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Thank you.
All right. Well, I will find you in time. Rest and calm down in the arms of love. Was soundly sleeping and unaware of the torment that's followed you through every hollow year. I feel an absence of direction, no sight of you when I needed it most. Now brick by brick I have been receiving these lessons learned at the lashings of my throat. Because now, well, I can see you're another knowing nothing just like me. When each day comes, the same way it goes. Oh, you're just one day wiser in the game of the unknown. One day wiser in the game of the unknown. Days drag on without shelter. You left a fend for you and yours the whole day through. And in darkness, when no one is watching, find yourself just wishing that you weren't you. It seems that life goes on unmeasured, so many moments gathered then quickly taken away. When I take to the earth and no soul can harm me, I hope this lesson echoes on in truth. Because now, well, I can see you're another knowing nothing just like me. When each day comes the same way it goes, just one day wiser in the game of the unknown. You're just one day wiser in the game of the unknown.
Thank y'all. Thank you. Hype is true. This is a very good listening crowd, and you're spoiling us up here tonight. So, thank you very much. A lot of the time, doing what we do, we have to get we find ourselves in some interesting positions and fighting some interesting things. So, you guys are really spoiling me, and I think you know it means a lot. It's awesome to play an art center where you can play music and feel like it's art and not just entertainment. So, thank y'all. So sick and tired of these wasted thoughts, folded like my dreams, disposable it seems. So when slumber covered me, I saw things they'd never seen. And tomorrow includes no one until the moon hides from the sun. until the moon hides from the sun. But then before the dawn I might show wings and take flight and follow the moon on down into the other side. Let my mind rest a spell, my soul leaves as I exhale. I never thought it would be so comforting, letting go. So don't wake me, 'cause in the dark of sleep a swallow sings his song and I try to hum along. But I cannot sing so loud and I cannot sing so proud. I know it's within me, I'm just too tired to believe. I'm just too tired to believe. And before the dawn I might show wings and take flight and follow the moon on down into the other side. Let my mind rest a spell, my soul leaves as I exhale. And I never thought it would be so comforting, letting go.
Thank you. Thank you, folks. Thank y'all. Let's see here. This is a song that, this is a song I wrote years ago. I was, due to prior complaints that I was just talking about, I wanted to form a group and just play rock and roll, and just I wanted it for, to be the kind of band that would go play for 3 hours and just have a lot of fun and entertain people and kind of create a vibe. And this is the first song I wrote for that band, and I continue to play it now. It's funny, when I first wrote it, and when you hear it with the band, it kind of sounds like Bruce Springsteen, but it doesn't now. This song's called Blue Eyes Go Gray. It's about depression and dealing with a lot of people in your life who might be people you care very much about. And there's it's very hard sometimes to we'll talk about patience later, I suppose. Eyes go gray, the same as yesterday, and the same as the day before, and the day before. To find you in some far off place by the lines written all across your face, and that hopelessness that you wear like a crown of thorns. And I wish you know you're not alone, and I'll always be the one at home to hold you when your weary days are through. Oh, and I wish that you could find your peace and shake in the depths of this old disease, but I'd be alive, baby, and that just ain't what love is about. Oh, so hold on, baby, 'cause we ain't got long, and the devil, he's been nipping at your heels. And I don't have no answers, but I know for sure that you're never gonna be alone. I know you're never gonna be alone. Call my name, baby, and I'll come quick to you. I remember when we
fell in love. And it seemed like I loved me enough, but time's been the test and he's proven otherwise. But I won't give up on you. No, I can't give up on you, 'cause I know you'd never give up on me. Oh, and I wish you know you're not alone, and I'll always be the one at home to hold you when your weary days are through. And I wish that you could find your peace and shake the depths of this old disease, but I'd be lying, and that's just ain't what love is about. Oh, so hold on, baby, 'cause we ain't got long, and the devil, he's been nipping at your heels. And I don't have no answers, but I know for sure that you're never gonna be alone. No, you're never gonna be alone. Call my name, baby, and I'll come quick to you.
Thanks, folks.
Burlap Wolfking on No Cover, No Minimum Radio from SDPB.
From one love song to another here. Song's about a walk home late in the evening, maybe after a couple cocktails. The song's kind of about incense and stuff. Innocence, not incense. Clear that up there. My wife and I have been together for a really long time. We've been married for 4 years, but we've been together for about 12 years. So, and we lived together early on in the relationship, and this is a kind of about, young 20s and... not really even fully realizing that's one of the nice things about like the way the world is right now is kids are allowed to be kids longer. I think it's a good thing because you're only here once for all we know, so might as well live it up. But this song is kind of about the innocence of all that, and the song's called Terracotta. Walk the two blocks home. Feels good not to be alone. Snowflakes hit your skin as the neon day ends. Never waste your eyes on no one else, though at times I've played the fool. Tell me, baby, I'm your only one. Oh, remind me again and thank you.
The streetlight cheats the blinds, terracotta colored lines. As I hold you close to me, and close forever be. Never waste your eyes on no one else, though at times I've played the fool. I'm your only one, oh, remind me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Thank you. I'm going to play something I wrote kind of recently. This is definitely the most recent tune I've finished. And this song is about what I mentioned earlier about patience, something I've learned from life in general and also being a Minnesota sports fan. And this song's kind of observations about myself, other people that I saw. You know, the song came very quickly. Most of the time I write songs in a very different way. I tend to put some stuff together and record it and then dwell on it for a long time and try to come up with melodies. And then once I have a melody, I can begin to see kind of what I want to do with what the lyrics are about, and then the last thing is getting them in there. This song is very different. I just started playing it one morning, and within like an hour and a half or something, I was done with it, and that doesn't happen very often. So all the more power to the belief that the muse comes and goes when it wants. So this is one of those days, I guess I just was focused enough to just hone in on it and finish the damn thing. The song's called The Gray in My Beard. Midday joggers in the heat, racing the summer swell. They're all making plans for New Year's Eve. They'll all forget by the morning. And early bedtime Friday nights, and the gray in my beard. Well, nocturnal creatures flood these streets, and then feast on fear in the morning. Calm will come from within, so peel away that serpent's skin and put the sword and shield away, 'cause those who try will make mistakes, milk the marrow of today. And on the trail I caught a black sheep's head, bobbing near the river's edge. He cried bloody murder as he wet the bed, and it was 9:30 in the morning. From Palestine to Birmingham, North Korea to Vietnam, star-bellied sneeches, green eggs and ham. We'll all be fine by the morning. We'll all be fine one morning. Thanks. Thank you guys very much. I'm going to play a couple songs here back to back that were like early songs mine writing-wise. A little bit of brief history on myself and music. I started playing with some groups and stuff in high school, but I never played an instrument. So while there was always an acoustic guitar around my house that I would essentially borrow from one friend to the next, I never really took the playing an instrument too seriously, pretty much because I was lazy. And once I moved to Sioux Falls in 2000, I started college and formed a band with a few people I had just met, and that band became pretty successful very quickly, and we were actually a metal band, and so I sang / screamed mostly. But it was successful enough that we toured the country. At times I was on the road like 6 months out of the year and put out a handful of records on a label out of California. After a while I got pretty sick of that and kind of had my fill and let them continue. And kind of figured I was done, you know, with playing music, performing music. A couple years down the line, something kept calling me and made me feel like I should do it. And there really wasn't much of a music community at that time in Sioux Falls for what I'm doing now, or at least amongst people my own age. So it's kind of interesting to see now, here we are, you know, 8 years down the road, and everybody complains that all there is folk music in Sioux Falls. So it's pretty interesting. I'll play a couple songs here that I wrote very early on. This is actually the second song I ever wrote, and I was a part of a songwriter circle with a couple guys, Tom Peterson and Rich Show, last Saturday night back home, and we talked about how everybody has that one song that they can't stand to play, and they're just over it, but yet people really like that particular song, so you're kind of stuck doing it. I mean, everybody's got one, and this is mine. And everybody has a song about this very topic, I swear, but this song's about going home and maybe that route that I take to go home. This song's called Old Highway. By and by, well, I keep thinking of that ancient open road, a path standing so long and naked, ties to the ground to loosen up my load. Well, songs of kings turn on an AM station. They orchestrate my prairie view. Sun above so warm and winking, cradled by that sky of blue. That old highway that takes me home to the places I've been and the faces I've known. Let the breeze carry all my worries behind me tonight. Old highway ease my mind. Sleep. There's not much here but open acreage, but that's where the magic lies. Not concerned with any destination, maybe just a spot to rest my eyes. Stop for food when I get hungry, stretch my legs and I'll fill the tank. Well, oh my God, I feel so wealthy, and there's damn near nothing in the bank. That old highway that takes me home to the places I've been and the faces I've known. Let the breeze carry all my worries behind me tonight. Old highways, my mind. Land by some has been forgotten. How could it just have slipped their mind? I wish they'd put their tires back to the highways to see, here to feel, to seek and find. That old highway that takes me home, the places I've been and the faces I've known. Let the breeze carry all my worries behind me tonight. Old highways, my mind. Tonight, old highways, my mind.
Thank you, folks. So this was the first one.
The song's called Who Rings True.
I see you when the moonlight comes. See you when the moonlight comes, 'cause no daylight hue could ever shine bright on you. And I'll need a little time to find out what I'll do. Everybody's talking, who rings true? Who rings true? All rings true. I'll see you when the moonlight comes. I'll see you when the moonlight comes. My hands now fold themselves into fists. A long time before I see some rest, 'cause everybody's talking and I got that aching in my chest. So who rings true? I see you when the moonlight comes. I've grown so tired
or seeking refuge with Hamdan. So back to loving arms, I will run, I will. Pain that follows me, sun setting sun, and who rings true? Oh, rings true. Who rings true? Thank you, folks.
This is No Cover, No Minimum Radio with Burlap Wolf King on SDPB.
Thank you guys so much. I'll do a few more here. Again, I'm really excited to be out here. It's been fun. I've never been out to the hills area here in the fall, so it's been real good so far. We came into town last night and have been enjoying ourselves, and I've never got to spend a whole lot of time in Rapid City whenever I've been out here, so this has been really nice. Spend a day here and so on. This song is another one off that first album. And this song is called Serpent's Kiss. I'm surrounded by monsters. Now they're licking my wounds on a gray afternoon. My skin's so easy, now they feed on my flesh, leave none for the rest. Cause we all die easy on the inside. My spirit's so lazy, now I drown my mind in pride. And I leave my thoughts home to my maker. I've searched my soul for so long, I leave my body all to my girl. She'll see that I find my way home. She'll see that I find my way home. I don't see no light, the serpent's kiss, it don't get darker than this. No choir of angels, just the sound of the blues and the key that I choose. Don't count on Allah, don't you wait on Jesus. Don't pray for our salvation, waste no time on us. I leave my thoughts home to my maker, cause I've searched my soul for so long. I'll leave my body all to my girl. She'll see that I find my way home. She'll see that I find my way home. She'll see that I find my way home.
Thanks, folks. Thank you, guys. Thank you, guys, much. Let's see here. Well, the last couple songs here are also on this new EP I recorded. One of the exciting things about writing songs is getting to flesh them out with other people come time to put it down, because it's pretty rare that a person wants to listen to a record that is just a single person and a instrument.
some people are really capable of it. Earlier, Dylan was talking about Doc Watson. They played a Doc Watson song. He's capable. Like people like Neil Young, Bob Dylan, whatever, they can do it. But it's few and far between. And so it's really fun to get a group of friends together and work on some tunes. Now, not being exactly a band, more of a project, so to speak, hence the name Burlap Wolfgang. My name's Thomas. I don't go around introducing myself to people as Burlap Wolfgang. That would be awkward. They'd probably lock me up, you know. So I got to record this record in a friend's home. They had just purchased this house in downtown Sioux Falls, right by where I live, and it was fantastic. We had about three rehearsals with the tunes, and had a full band all playing live in a living room with a recording term bleed and everything, just being there, and we just didn't care. So, drums and all. So we recorded it all in one afternoon, and I'm thrilled with the results, and that's what you'll see back there. That's the EP that we put together, and a lot of the songs on there kind of have a theme of that kind of hitting 30 and moving on from there and trying to make some decisions like I mentioned earlier. How much of myself that I've taken with me to this forward in my venture, how much of that can I keep, that kind of same youthful energy, but there has to be some sacrifice made, and I have to become more of an adult sometime. So this song is about that struggle. The EP is more about that struggle, not necessarily the song. This song didn't make the cut because every time I try to record it, I'm just not satisfied with what I get down. So this song does bear some explanation. I wrote the song about my childhood home being torn down and having divorced parents living in different cities already at that point. That was still my focus, my home point. That's like my center of the compass, you know. And I luckily was made aware that they were going to take it down, and the neighbors I grew up next to my whole life owned the house and the property at that point. So I showed up one day, and they said, sure, go on in, Thomas, you know. It was an emotional afternoon nonetheless, and there were lots of things that hadn't changed at all. The NFL curtains in my bedroom were still there from when I was a kid, you know, and it was creepy, kind of, because I hadn't lived in the house for like 12 years at that point, so, But going back there a couple weeks later to see just nothing but a hole in the ground got me thinking about the title and of this song, Hole in the Ground, and it can be taken so many different ways. And over the couple of years of playing the song, it's even taken on new meaning because when I do go home to my hometown of Madison, South Dakota, the downtown is just dead. And when I was a kid, it was very much vibrant and alive. And I mean, it is dead. A lot of the industry and stuff is moving, and one of the things that's upsetting to me living on the east half of the state is like, oh, I'm happy and proud to be living in Sioux Falls where things are moving so fast and there's so much construction going on and everything's just going haywire right now if you ask me. But the problem is everybody seems to be coming and buying their groceries and everything there too, and it's just killing a lot of the communities around it. So. I have a real affinity for rural areas, and I hate to see them, you know, go the way of the buffalo. So this song is kind of just about that as well. Yeah, it's all in there. But this song is called The Hole in the Ground, and so far out of the songs that I've written, this is definitely the thing that means the most to me.
I remember her afternoons, the way the sun lit up the room,
In the daylight seen the summary of my soul. Oh, but now it's just a grave, and the tombstone holds no name. All these years pass by so heavy, and I see them take their toll. Wipe the spit out of my eyes now that they've cut me down to size. I take a drink or two, try to wash it all away. Drowning heavy all that weight, I begin to suffocate while my mind, my soul, my strength and pride decay out on display. And I feel as though my roots are set in sand, holding on to this shell of man. So much lost that I fear will not be found. And home ain't nothing but a hole in the ground. At night I lay my bones to rest, fold my arms across my chest to wrap myself up in some old memory of them days when gold shone down on the streets of my hometown, and tomorrow held the promise of a world laid at my feet. But now I feel as though my roots are set in sand, holding on to this shell of a man. So much lost that I fear will not be found. And home ain't nothing but a hole in the ground. Home ain't nothing but a hole in the ground.
Thank you, folks. Thank all y'all. Sincere appreciation from bottom of my heart to you guys for being here and being such a listening audience. It's a treat for me to be up here and to be able to have people so intently listening or relaxing or whatever. It feels great. So thank you guys for being here. Thanks again to the Doll. For having me. I've heard so many great things, so it was great to finally get out here and do the gig. Again, thank you guys so much. I can't express it enough. It's been great. I'll do this one last song, and I'll dedicate it to my friends Jamie and Dylan for being so welcoming and for setting everything up for me here this weekend. This song's about songwriting and about the process and about talking to other songwriters and so on. And this is kind of about advice that you'd like to give to people, but you can't really do it, so you just do it in a song. It's called Bleed or Leave It Alone.
Well, don't ask me what I think it needs. It's hard to explain. You've forgotten to bleed. You gotta wear it all so heavy on your sleeve. You bleed and you beg and go home. Well, don't ask me
that I think it takes. It's hard to prescribe all the heartaches and the hate. You gotta wear it all so heavy on your sleeve. You bleed and you beg and go home. Cause it may seem like a glamorous thing to write all the songs that you sing, but keep one foot in doubt like every line that you throw out. Bleed or just leave it alone. Take the truth and the rage, put them down on the page, the wrongs and the rights and your thoughts late at night, and echo those who have come here before to bleed and to beg and go home. Cause it may seem like a glamorous thing to write all the songs that you sing, but keep one foot in doubt like every line that you throw out. Or just leave it alone. Thanks again, folks.
Broap Wolfking, recorded October 25th, 2013 at the Dahl Arts Center in Rapid City. For more information, see Broap Wolfking's pages on Facebook, Bandcamp, and MySpace. This concert was recorded by Fire Station 7 Studio in Rapid City, thanks to Scott Miller. Thanks also to the Dahl Arts Center and Deb Lux. Learn about upcoming events, exhibits, and classes by logging on to thedahl.org. Hear this concert again and browse through our concert archives at sdpb.org. Click Listen, then Radio Programs. I'm Steve Zwemke. Join us again next week for another concert from South Dakota for South Dakota on No Cover, No Minimum Radio from South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Again and again and again, again and